All right. Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to S3 Productions. As I am taking over the show, no, I'm not doing a hostile takeover because honestly, that would be very rude. But we brought in some great couple of guests today. We got Mr. Flores here, who is now going to
Flores.
What the?
The other Flores.
Yeah, the other Flores.
I'm other Flores.
I am Mr. Lopez, by the way.
Don't worry, this wasn't scripted. So, and we got Mr. John Abitaffy from Big Kahuna Productions.
And, how are you?
And Miss Ann Richmond.
Hello, how are you?
Our professional scientist in the educator.
That would be me.
Am her experiment. I was made in a lab, and
that's why he is called Kahuna.
That's right. And
the Big Kahuna.
This is, it's been about, what, 12 years or 13? I don't know.
How long have you been here?
12 years.
12 years, then.
Okay, there you go.
Yep.
Well, this is our 12th coffee show, I believe, right,
yeah,
Danny?
Yes, it is, our 12th coffee show.
Our 12th coffee show, and sadly, the last for us two, as we co-host the show for today with our guest, Mr. John Abitaffy, and again, Ms. Richmond.
12 is the magic number today. The magic number is 12.
You've been working here 12 years?
One dozen. 12.
You've been here 13 years, right?
No, this is the end of my 12th.
Okay, this is the end of my 16th. This is
16th.
The end of my 39th year in education, however.
39.
So 39
okay,
years.
Wow.
Two more years, that's it. Boop, done.
Yeah, it's pretty sad.
I still have about 10 years left.
Oh, my God, so, you poor devil.
I know.
Still, I'm thrilled to even be contemplating retirement at this point, but whatever. Talk to us, boys. Right. Tell us about your coffee today.
Well, today I brewed this. I am the expertise barista, and as Mr. A told me as I went to his class, you just got to put it in, put water, and that's it.
three things only.
Three things. This is a mixture of all the coffees, 11 coffees we have done today. So
I'm pretty sure.
I don't know. I don't know how it honestly tastes, so.
It resembles jet fuel.
So I'm pretty sure you're probably
JP4.
Just a month.
JP4.
Honestly, I'm going to be
I personally
around.
Have experience with JP4. JP4.
Don't worry, you'll get through boot camp.
However.
With this coffee, I'll get through boot camp, advanced training, probably my whole military career.
But so. However, Edward, I believe that this is almost weaker than the brew that we had last week. I think it was significantly weaker than the brew we had 2 weeks ago.
I don't think
that it's bad. I just think it's a compilation of different kinds of flavors and different acid levels. I mean, coffee's coffee. Yeah. Well, I guess that's not true. That hasn't been true, has it, Mr. Hahn? Since we've been drinking all this
and
stuff for the last 12 weeks.
Mr. Hahn over to the right because
our esteemed leader.
We took over his S3 Productions for today in the beautiful downtown Montebello.
And I believe Miss Richmond said it was acid levels.
Yes, acid levels.
You could remove.
We know
paint
she's
with this.
Tasted a lot of acid. So,
oh, you're hilarious, John. At least I haven't kissed my fair share.
I don't kiss and tell.
Oh, well, that's probably better. Probably better than nobody can blame you.
Well, I mean, I'm taking the mic from Daniel because he doesn't drink coffee, but.
Well,
you could remove paint with this. The outlining of my stomach is probably dying right now. So.
All right. So should we actually talk about this coffee as a brew? Mr. A, tell us what you think about this coffee.
Supercalifragilisticexpialidocious.
It even brings out the smart in people.
I don't agree with that, actually.
It's a reference to like a movie or something.
What? That's Mary Poppins, son.
We should take a swig. We haven't.
Okay, ready? Everybody, and cheers to our graduating seniors, my level of pride for y'all is unending. All right, let's taste it.
Das schmeckt gut to my German fans out there.
Need a little oxygen there at the end.
That is
all right, what do you think?
What do you guys think? You guys.
What do I think personally?
Yes, ma'am.
Honestly, it has an acidic resonance, and it's seriously bringing tears to my eyes. I wish I were kidding, but it's
She seems to be stuck on that acidic word.
Oh, my God. Shut the hell up, John. God. There are young people here.
Trust me.
Yes, I know.
We've seen...
Well, yeah, you've taken this class before. We know.
I personally like this blend. I think it's excellent. And I think it's the best one we've ever had.
Well, I
do.
I don't think it's the best one we've ever had, but I don't think it is the worst one we've ever had. I think the one that I liked the least was, what the heck was that second one we had?
Colombian?
The Colombian.
No, the Colombian was good. What was the next one?
Guatemalan.
Guatemalan I liked too.
Puerto Rican?
Whatever the medium brew was, the one that was medium was just not coffee enough for me.
To me, the last one, we had was just like, oh, Lord, yeah.
Honestly, that was my, I'm not going to take blame for it, but I followed the directions. I never follow directions when I make coffee, and I followed the directions on the back of that bag, and it was the strongest whole coffee I've ever made. That's but what, I still kind of have a lean toward the dark stuff. I think this is one of the best ones. I've got to give you, mad props, man, for brewing this. It's really very good.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
Mad props. Mad. Not just props. Mad props.
Mad props, man.
Well, I really like the coffee that I made, but like I said, you could remove paint with it. So.
As I said, not like I said, I said.
As I said, I apologize.
I hate to create. That's all right. I just want you to leave this fine educational institution speaking well and getting attention for speaking well, not for being an idiot.
Yeah, sure.
Right? Because I know, honestly, that the majority of the people that leave here, people go, what? You graduated from high school? Whatever. Yeah. So I want you to be one of our excellent specimens.
You can tell everybody, I done it, I's graduated, and I's intelligent.
You see, it brings out a different side in everybody.
You're right. It does.
That's how we
word.
It. Word. Well, you want to?
Palabra.
Well, we are just about out of time. We are. Our crew is telling us that we got to go.
Oh, I believe we have something that Mr. Hond would like to present.
Yeah.
You take this.
And we'll switch it over to Mr. Hond.
We'll switch it back to the co-founder of...
you can have this one.
Founders of SD Productions.
A couple of things.
We're in the presence of the great Hond.
The great Hond.
Each of my staff here, including production staff, is going to get a ROP certificate of completion.
Woohoo!
One of the things challenged to do.
Get my hand.
And you guys are getting an advanced copy of my graduation speech that you'll never hear.
I
just want to go home.
No, the point is, there's the top 20 things that high school graduates will never hear.
Word.
There's another 20 things that are my own personal words of advice.
Wisdom.
So with that.
I'm still correcting it. Am I too late?
No.
Okay.
And last but not least, as I was uptown Whittier at the bookstore.
Uptown girl.
I love to read.
Sorry.
And I also love to cruise the clearance rack. Mr. Lopez here is joining the Army to be a helicopter mechanic.
Whoa.
Word.
And my suggestion was start reading everything you can about helicopters. And it just so happened I found this book at the
Wow. Did it cost you more than $1?
No, it cost me $1.
Okay.
Helicopters and autogyros. Now, what's this got to do with modern U.S. Army helicopters? Probably absolutely nothing. But it is
worth something.
Hopefully a start to a career.
Aerodynamics have not changed, so... Yeah. Anything on aerodynamics is probably going to be the same there, like retreating blade stall, gyroscopic precession, asymmetry of lift. Any of that stuff's going to be the same. Compression, that good stuff.
In any case.
And she's the science teacher.
I'd like to think that somehow you got your start on helicopters by reading.
True.
Because one of my own personal beliefs is everything you learn makes you smarter. You may never use it again, but you...
And my personal belief is that if you can read, you can learn anything.
Word.
This is a second thing that's been given to me today. And I would also like to give Miss Richmond some credit.
I forgot what pocket I put it in. This is a surprise.
If you guys see this?
Was not planned.
She gave me... You guys might see it as a little toy soldier, but to me, it means a lot
more than a toy soldier.
Okay.
And I dropped it.
Yeah, very good.
All right, read it.
Woohoo! Why'd I give it to you?
This lovely woman over here gave me this. So every night before I go to sleep or something, or when I'm just in a whatever's, I look at it and I will always remember Miss Richmond because she said she gave this to me so I could be in that, so I could know. That I'm in her prayers and in her hearts for my safety in the Army. So I really appreciate that very much. And the only reason why I'm not really crying right now is I have no idea why. But I really want to thank Miss Richmond for that. And
very cool.
I'm always going to remember Miss Richmond, Mr. Han, and Mr. A, and all of this. So
I do have one word of advice: do not let your drill sergeant see that. That's all I got to say. Keep that well hidden.
That's why it's small.
Yes,
quite small.
And if he ever does find it, don't tell him what it is. Okay. Otherwise, you'll get made fun of.
Is there another?
Crazy.
Okay, we're done then. Okay, time to wrap this puppy up.
All right then. Any thoughts? Final comments?
Supercalifragilisticexpialidocious.
Oh my God. You guys, go from here and find your greatness.
Oh, yeah, I will.
We're very, very proud of you. Very proud of you.
Well, man, I have two words. Good luck.
All right.
And thank you, everybody, again, for making my senior year probably memorable and my sophomore year and all kinds of stuff, and I will serve this country proudly. Hua. And
the guy behind the camera will miss you too.
And Fernando.
Yes, he will miss
Fernando, we will miss you. We appreciate everything, me and Daniel. I speak for me and Daniel. We appreciate everything. And Hua.
Out here.
We are out
here.
From Montebello, California. Thank you.